Mix 94.7 KMCH 812 on this Guest of the Day gathering. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. You got tied up in traffic. That half block is what it was, wasn't it?
I tell you what, there was a sidewalk closed out there. I had to do a detour.
You had to go all the way to Ryan and come back up by on foot, too. That's it. No, Tim Vick along with us this morning. First off, a review of the Thanksgiving festivities at the Vick household. How did things go?
Good. We were part of the statistics on the traveling. We managed to get to West Des Moines on Thursday and okay. Muscatine on Saturday.
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
Hey, I tell you what, those roads are nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather cooperated.
That's true. Now, do you take, do you go 20 and then drop down, or how do you guys do it?
Yeah, we do 20 and drop down 35. It's boring, but it's quick. There's no stops.
And it's not 80.
And then, well, yeah, it's not 80. But, you know, honestly, the restroom stops are strategic on 20 and 35.
Yeah, they did a good job of planning those. So, and as I get older, I've noticed I need to use those more often. So, well, big meeting last night with the council. Let's just start out. I'm going to follow your lead. What were the big topics du jour last night's gathering?
Well, you know, we had a couple items. The big thing was we did have our TIF report. Maggie Berger came over from Spear Financial, and she presented the council with our annual TIF report, kind of let them know where we're at, how we stand with our debt, with what our projects that we're going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the big question that everyone has, well, how much debt does the city have? All right, well,
how much debt does the city have, Tim?
Well, there's a couple ways to answer that. Nothing's ever clear.
Mm-hmm.
So general obligation debt, that's the debt we use for 90% of everything. Okay, so we have $8,035,000 in outstanding general obligation debt.
Okay.
And that's what counts against our debt capacity. Our debt capacity is a percentage of what our total valuation of the community is.
Okay.
5%. So general obligation debt counts against that. Now, we also have revenue debt. Now, revenue debt is based off of what our water and sewer utilities are, because those are business-oriented operations. Okay. So we don't use general obligation funds general funds mm-hmm. to support water and sewer. They have to be self-sufficient. The user fees are what has to support water and sewer.
Okay.
So that doesn't count against our capacity. And that's paid for from the users.
Okay.
So our revenue debt, we are $3,001,000.
Okay.
Now, what that constitutes, basically, we had a wastewater treatment plant upgrade in 2008. That was $6.5 million. And then we also did $1 million revenue bond for some water main installation on Highway 13. So that was the other portion of that. So that's the two debts we have currently for our revenue bonds. So if you add them together, it's $11,036,000. Mm-hmm. Our debt capacity, based on total valuation, 5% of that, is $19,726,000. So 65% of our debt capacity is still available.
Okay.
That's $12,926,000. Now, we're not borrowing $12,926,000.
Streets of gold.
Well, they might be able to be paved right now. But, you know, when you do that, that's also impacting what your funds are, your availability debt service, and how your levy rates are and stuff like that. Now, our council is the same as a lot of councils throughout the state of Iowa. They put a reserve, a 20% reserve. We will not go over this threshold unless it's an emergency. So we reduce that down by almost $4 million. So the remaining available that we would potentially go after if we had something going on is $8.9 million.
Okay.
But even still, you know, we're very cautious about that. We don't have any bond issuance coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on our budget now, so we'll see what we need to do. A lot of it depends on what projects are coming up.
Okay.
And if we do have an economic development program coming on, because they count it as debt, is our TIF. So our tax increment financing, that's what we're using for economic development, our incentive program, whether it's a housing development, whether it's bringing in Dollar Fresh, or another industry expansion. You know, we use TIF to help generate incentives for people to use.
Okay.
So, and the way we typically do that, it's a rebate. Okay, so you have to pay so much in, and you get a portion of that back.
Okay.
And what that we handle that then is it's all upon the developer to perform.
Mm-hmm.
If they perform, they get their money back. If they don't, they don't get as much back.
Mm-hmm.
And if they overperform, well, we still have it capped at a certain percentage.
I'm amazed that you were able to make that make sense in 4 minutes, by the way. That's remarkable.
Appreciate that. Again, I've got a bonding attorney that can talk 3 days on this.
And he'll be with us next week. So let me ask you this, Tim. So you said the value of the city. Mm-hmm. If I were to come in and just, I wanted to write a big check and I wanted to change the name of the town from Manchester to Robertsville, mm-hmm. How big of a check would I have to write?
You know,
I would be buying like city property, like everything that's non-residential. Is that how that works?
No, this is everything.
So this is everything. If I wanted to buy the whole town.
Whole town. Well, let me get...
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, no, but I'm just
let me
curious
pull that
now.
Number right up here for you. And you'll be surprised by how much that number is. So property valuation, 100%. Now, this is without rollbacks and anything else.
Mm-hmm.
$394,537,614.
And 8 cents.
12 cents.
12 cents.
You know, and again, that's based on what the assessor has for mm-hmm. value. And so some people won't sell their house for mm-hmm. double what they have.
Yeah.
Value on it. But yeah, that's what that debt limit's based off of. And it does increase when valuations increase mm-hmm. throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And valuations increase for a couple of reasons. One, we have new development.
Mm-hmm.
And two, inflation, projects, things cost more. People
gotcha.
Get more. So.
So now, moving on from TIFF, and again, mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're going to put all that on your guys' website. People yep. want to learn about, cause people love numbers and
yes.
stuff like that. I get cross-eyed when I hear too many numbers. One of the things we've been talking about, you know, the road construction project, that's pretty well wound down now as we head into the winter. Shelley Park, what's the status on that?
Shelley Park, we just got notification that the release of funds has been approved, so now we can go out for bid. So
okay.
we will be going out for bid next month. Collecting bids into January, I believe it is.
Okay.
And then that way we can get the contractor in there fairly soon. I'm hoping March.
So it's March, because it has to be done by the end of 23. Is that how that works?
Well, right now it says it has to be done by May 29th
of
23. Now, we've asked for an extension because mm-hmm. of, well, extenuating the circumstances. We were awarded the grant in July.
But you didn't get the money until now.
Yeah, and we can't go out for bid until we receive mm-hmm. the release of funds. So 6 months later, we're getting the release of
yeah.
funds, and we still have to go out for bids and see where the bids come in at. If the bids come in too high, we're probably not going to do the project. If the bids come in within the numbers that we can work with, yeah, we're going to
gotcha.
Go forward with
okay.
it.
Okay, gotcha. What else has been keeping you and the council and the city busy?
Well, you know, we've got one other project that's coming up that we talked about last night, and this is a development agreement we have with S&R Construction. We are doing an amendment to that agreement. What had happened is... A little over a year ago, we did two development agreements, S&R Construction and Krogman's, for two new subdivisions are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we were preparing the agreements, numbers got overlooked.
Okay.
So S&R Construction, the Oakview subdivision, that was a $1.6 million project for all the infrastructure going in. Krogman's was $600,000 for the infrastructure going in there. Well, the development agreement with S&R Construction states it's a $600,000 loan, $600,000 forgivable loan, $600,000 grant. Basically, the city is reimbursing them for the cost of the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
that's getting dedicated back to the city. And then if they build out enough to cover the cost of that forgivable loan, you know, we generate enough property taxes, that's forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to pay that back. If they don't, they have to pay a portion of that back that's not forgiven. Well, $1.6 million is more than $600,000.
Yes. I'm not good at math, but I do know that.
So that is the correction we are making there.
Okay.
It was changing those numbers so that they are what they were supposed to be.
Gotcha. Okay.
Somehow that got overlooked when we were looking through things. But we really did this with S&R Construction. We did this with West Schulte. Excuse me.
That's all right.
And Jerry Krogman, when we mm-hmm. were doing these housing developments, we're investing in trying to get housing. What we're covering is the cost of the infrastructure,
okay.
the roads, the streets, the sewer. They don't get the check written to them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to expend the money, provide us with a receipt of what they spent, and the project costs. We did the inspections, and then we reimburse them. So if they don't go over that amount, they don't get to maximize it.
If it just hits
whatever the true cost is, that's what we're basing off of. So the grant and the forgivable loan is split in half between the two.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
if we wrote you a check for $100,000, 50-50.
Gotcha. I mean, if you want to write me a check for $100,000,
yeah, well,
I mean,
well,
I'll give you some of it back.
If you want to put some infrastructure in
sure.
for us.
Can I do a gravel road?
No, we don't reimburse those.
Can't do that. Yeah. Tim Vick along with us this morning here, recapping the city council meeting. We got Window Walk coming up on Thursday. Now, Wakefield was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about it. But we were talking about this, you know, a traditional old-time Christmas. And I said, mm-hmm. does this mean Tim Vick will be walking through downtown with a top hat and an overcoat and ringing a bell? And he could not confirm. So I want to ask you right now, as city manager, will you be walking around a la the role of Charles Dickens, wishing everybody Merry Christmas and handing out samples of figgy pudding on Thursday.
I cannot confirm or deny that that'll be occurring.
Well, you have to show up Thursday now to see if it happens.
That's exactly right.
Anything else on your mind before we part ways here, sir?
No, I just want to... Again, thank you for bringing up the window walk. Everyone come down Thursday night. It's going to be a great night. Take a look at the events going on. Support the local businesses as much as we can. But weather looks like it's going
to
cooperate.
Yeah. We'll get all the bad stuff out of the way today, tomorrow, and then Thursday will be perfect weather. So
perfect.
Good to see you, my friend. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you Thursday. All right.
Thank you.
Tim Vick with us right here, City of Manchester. You can see his smiling face on our website shortly at KMCH.com.